clear that it is the branded dealers who have been able to charge significantly higher prices because of a lack of competition, have been fighting new facilities coming into the county for the past couple of years, and are now trying to develop regulations which would basically prohibit any new competition in the county. And it flies in the face of wanting redevelopment that would be more mixed use and attractive than the older facilities.
And it's one of the things, because these the current regulations prevent new gas stations from coming in. Is that what?
Yeah, the current regulations they look at if there's a rapid increase of gas stations in a particular area, and that could have a blighting influence. Again, the regulations weren't changed for so long because the blighting influence is, if a gas station closed, what do you do with the, you have to remove all the pumps, the canopies, anything related with the gas service, but what do you do with that old building? And it ends up being converted into, it's hard to convert. I mean, it doesn't lend itself. A small office and a bunch of service bays don't really lend themselves to adaptive reuse. So you either get to the economy where the lot's worth enough to tear down the building and start over, or they sit there. And that would be, you know, this blighting influence. But today, if the facility goes out of business, then the site's just cleared. There may be a small building, but it was built as a retail building. It can convert to something else or stay as a convenience store without selling gas.
What would these proposed regulations do?
Basically, as I said, it would eliminate the possibility of new stations. They have criteria where you can't be within, one of the criteria is 5 miles of any existing station. There's 60-some gas stations in Howard County today. There's no way you're going to be more than 5 miles from a station. So you have to have clear and convincing evidence above the normal standards to prove why you should be permitted, which is the opposite of what conditional uses are supposed to be. You're permitted as long as you can meet certain criteria. This is flipping it on its head and saying you're denied unless you can prove why it has to be there. I'm sure you're familiar with Columbia and the way it's developed, the open space network, the pathways behind almost every house.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're within 1,000 feet of any recreation area, then you're not eligible to even apply.